For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. After this week's incident in which dozens of migrants were found dead inside a tractor trailer near the Texas-Mexico border, Governor Greg Abbott said the state is working to prevent another similar incident.
DPS will create and implement a checkpoint strategy beginning immediately, where they will begin targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished.
President Joe Biden released a statement Tuesday saying, quote, "My administration will continue to do everything possible to stop human smugglers and traffickers from taking advantage of people who are seeking to enter the U.S. between ports of entry." The FBI has opened a widening investigation into sex abuse in the Roman Catholic Church in New Orleans going back decades, a rare federal foray into such cases, looking specifically at whether priests took children across state lines to assault them. More than a dozen alleged abuse victims have been interviewed this year as part of the probe that is exploring, among other charges, whether predator priests could be prosecuted under the Mann Act, a more than century-old anti-sex trafficking law that prohibits taking anyone across state lines for illicit sex. Homeschooling remains a popular option for many families, even though schools are back open. Bob Kellogg has this story.
Steve Duvall of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association says he fully expected the number of homeschool families to sharply drop with the conclusion of the pandemic, but he says that is not the case.
So, like, for this current year, I would probably put it like this. The white families and the black families and the Asian families and the Hispanic families all are homeschooling about at the same proportional levels.
Duvall says the changes that have occurred in 2021 and 2022 may suggest those increases in homeschooling may be permanent.
The numbers are maintaining at high rates, and so is the diversity of the homeschool population. So that's really pretty big news.
He says because so many students are not re-enrolling in public schools, those schools are taking some large financial hits. I'm Bob Kellogg.
California lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow government attorneys to sue social media platforms for addiction among adolescents. Fox reporter Kelly O'Grady.
Assembly Bill 2408 is yet another example of bipartisan state legislation going after big tech. Proponents argue the sites are structured in ways that cause children to become dependent on them. If found guilty, tech companies like Meta, Twitter, Snap would face penalties up to $25,000 for a violation or $250,000 if they're shown to have knowingly employed harmful features. Now, unsurprisingly, tech companies have been lobbying against the legislation. Some business groups are also pushing back. In a letter to lawmakers and industry trade group arguing, quote, "This bill would punish a company for simply having a platform that kids can access and would do little to improve safety. It imposes new liability that would most likely lead companies to severely restrict access to kids under 18.
Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen told federal lawmakers last year that social media platforms have internal data showing their platforms are addictive. In final news this hour, a New York State Republican lawmaker wants to stop the state from funding abortions for women who come from out of state. Fox's Eric Sean has more.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul has set up a fund for $35 million to, in part, help women cross state lines who want to get abortions. But a bill sponsored by Republican State Senator Philip Boyle seeks to block the funding and help women from out of state. Boyle says while polls show New York voters do support a woman's right to choose, he says that does not mean that public funds should go to pay for it.
We're talking about 26 states, I think, that could ban or restrict abortions. If we're paying for women from all those states by the thousands to come to New York, their airfare, hotel expenses, pay for the abortion procedure themselves, and then fly them back home, it could be in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars over the course of years.
That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.